I have not gotten any QSO cards, but I just use, you know, I use the logbook in QRZ.com just so I can keep a tally of who I talk to. And I've had a couple respond back. I've had some send them to me and says, confirm that, you know, you confirm the contact on this person through DMR. And I go, yep. And that's how I keep it. They're verified. It's a great place for contesting, too, when you get into your general. And you start doing POTA and LARCs and all that, that you write it in there and they other people write it in there. But there's a lot of HF operators, you know, here on the UHF, you know, on the FBI Central Michigan network that know how to do all that. You know, there's, because there's a lot of generals and extras on here. And you just, you know, don't be afraid to ask a question like I told you before. Hey, how do you guys do this? How do you guys do that? And they'll walk you through it step by step. And that's an awesome group of operators on here. KCAK Jail Friday.
Yeah, I believe, I feel like everybody I've talked to on here has a general and stuff, but yeah, I'm definitely going to ask some questions because I'm looking to get my generals, I'm studying for it, and I want to get an HF radio. But, speaking of my setup right now, I cleaned out a spot in my room by a window, and then I'm getting a L-shaped desk, and I'm going to get a home base station. So that's going to be really cool. I don't have to use my phone as much anymore.